Coming in shortly, we're going to talk with Fond du Lac County Executive Al Beagle. The Fond du Lac County Board met last night. Also, last Friday, the U.S. House approved another $3 trillion economic stimulus package, but it is still waiting action in the U.S. Senate. One of the key components of this package is aid for state and local governments. How important is that for Fond du Lac County? We'll talk with the county executive about that. Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes will join us on the next segment of the show. And on the final segment, we'll be joined by Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller with a coronavirus update. The local coronavirus task force meets today, I believe. And we'll talk with the public health officer about that. Wisconsin officials are working on a host of changes to the absentee voting process as they prepare for a crush of mail-in ballots this November. Joining us on this segment of the show, Fond du Lac County Clerk Lisa Freiberg. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Pleasure having you on the program. The State Elections Commission is set to consider a new staff report at a meeting today that projects nearly two-thirds of all ballots cast in November will come through the mail as voters avoid the polls out of fears of the coronavirus. Have you had a chance to look at that report?
Yes, I did take the opportunity to read it. It's like 8-10 pages long, a lot of information provided in there.
All right. What stands out in the report for you?
Really nothing new as I'm preparing for the August election. I already took into account that we will probably see a little bit higher than normal absentee voting for the August election. However, unfortunately, in my world, it's not the best. I was looking back at my numbers from 2016 and 2018 on the decrease we see in people voting in the August partisan primary. And with the everything going on, people did request ballots for the rest of the year, meaning they will get a ballot sent to them for the August election. My greatest fear is people say, I don't like this election. I don't like how it gets voted. And that's what I hear from people all the time is that they don't like to vote straight party. So they'll throw that ballot in the garbage can instead of sending it back. And, you know, this costs money. People don't realize when they're complaining about their taxes and everything, when they come in and hear this cost, this is $1.10 for per person that absentee ballots are sent to people. And that's not even the cost of the ballot and everything else, envelopes, and the time that's put into that ballot being sent out. So it will be interesting to see the amount of ballots that we do send out in August and how many will be returned. I anticipated quite a few, obviously, for the November election. But then, as I always say, I get that crystal ball out and you know, just brought this up last night to somebody. It was amazing, once again, how Fond du Lac County still showed the amount of people that did come to the votes or to the polls in April. And talking to people, that is their right that they can come in person to vote, and that's what they want to do. And I see that time and time again, and over the years, Fond du Lac County's residents wanting that right. So. Yeah.
Well, the one thing that this report said the commission is working on is the consideration of mailing ballot application forms to all voters.
Yep. And once again, that is my concern because this is, to me, it's nothing new except for this time the state is taking care of it. And otherwise, over the years, the parties always feel the need to do that to the voters. They'll send them a postcard and say, hey, check this box and your municipal clerk will send you a ballot. Well, a lot of voters think it comes from their municipal clerk. And then all of a sudden they get a ballot in the mail and they're going, why did you send this to me? Well, here's the postcard that you said you wanted an absentee ballot sent to you. I see a lot of waste because of this. But once again, with the times, we have to do the best we can to give everybody the right to vote. And it will be interesting to see how it all goes. Other states do all mail voting. However, they've been doing it for years. And always when we do these last-minute things, believe it or not, in 1 month, the absentee ballots have to be available for the August election. We are trying to do a lot of things in a four-week turnaround. And just even reading some of their suggestions, they finally realized after having numerous conference calls with them the last couple weeks, this cannot be done in the next 4 weeks for the August election.
Okay. The report said the commission's working on installing tracking technology on mail ballots. What is that? How would that work?
I have no clue. I have yet to figure that out. And maybe in big cities like Milwaukee and Green Bay, and they can do stuff like that. But I look at our rural areas, which Fond du Lac always falls in that kind of in-between mark for being rural and yet being metropolitan a little bit more, is I don't know how this works for out in Tachita or Mount Calvary or those areas where they just take it to the rural Malone post office and the types of machines they actually have at that post office. I know a lot of the post offices just keep it, you know, it goes to Malone. It's dropped off in Malone. It's addressed to Malone that they just put it back into their rural carrier. Whether that's right or wrong, I have no clue. But I know our rural post offices work very well with the local municipalities that, you know, they keep it in
right.
Malone or El Dorado or any of those places. So I am not sure. And once again, that is my biggest concern. Yes, we did have problems with the Postal Service. You know, is that going to be rectified? I don't know. I have tracking on some return address labels I ordered from a company, and I'm seeing it tracked in Melrose Park for the last 3 weeks. So is this going to, it's not moving, and is that going to happen with the absentee ballots also? Okay, we're going to see it tracked in the distribution center in Milwaukee, but it's your ballot's still not moving. I strongly suggest to people, if they want an absentee ballot, get that request in now, and when you get the ballot, vote it and get it back to your municipal clerk instead of sitting on it.
All right, and then finally, they're also talking about improving photo ID uploads. What are the problems with that process right now, and what can be done to make those improvements?
Well, unfortunately, people don't understand what a photo ID is, which is a driver's license or a passport. In the April election, once again, we saw selfies. People sent pictures of themselves. Some of them, you know, you kind of had to chuckle with. Some of them were family photos in front of the Christmas tree and their dog in the picture. And some of them were Really, I'm glad they feel they can put a picture of themselves in swim trunks or two-piece swimsuits and send it to the municipal clerk. That's what we got for photo ID.
Fond du Lac County Clerk Lisa Freiberg, always a pleasure having you on the show.
Have a great weekend.